This is John Batchelor. Conversation with John Bolton, former National Security Advisor, former Ambassador to the United Nations, about the Iran-Israel exchange of attacks. The Israeli attack, however, what might it have been? What was in the mind of the Israeli planners as they thought about retaliating, answering the Iranian barrage of missiles and drones? John Bolton outlines what might have been, and there's no reason to believe this escalation cycle is finished. John Bolton, National Security Advisor for the Trump administration, Ambassador to the United Nations for the Bush administration. More of this later tonight.
Well, he was looking at the prospect of really a major Israeli response. And we can tell from the stories that are leaking out now that major media outlets are writing that the original Israeli thinking was for a very strong response, I think perhaps including attacks on Iran's nuclear weapons program. And instead, it dwindled down apparently to one air-to-ground missile fired by an Israeli jet that destroyed targets on an Iranian Air Force base. And fine as far as that goes, and I do think there is a point here that Israel has overtly attacked a site on Iranian territory, which the Iranians had said before was a red line. Now, we should have crossed that red line years ago, but at least now it's been crossed. But in terms of damage, nothing like what Israel should have done to reestablish deterrence, because while the missile defenses that Israel and the U.S. and others put up were very successful, a more successful series of launches by Iran next time, maybe next time including a nuclear weapon, could be devastating for Israel.